Chris, the lads are nicely settled into Lithuania Hotel here.
Yeah, lovely hotel. Good food, good beds, everyone's relaxed, so yeah, all good.
And a couple of games last week to get us ready for tomorrow's game.
Couple tough games last week, really good preparation. Played at Queen's there, lovely pitch as well. Not the results we wanted, but positives to be taken from it as well at the same time, so yeah.
And of course, it's all preparation for a huge Champions League first round, first leg game here in Lithuania tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're expecting you to be rather busy tomorrow night.
Well, hopefully not, but this will be a tough game. They're a good side. We've watched some clips of them. It's a very good standard of football out here. Hopefully it won't be too warm for the boys running about, but looking forward to the game.
It's important in terms of, you know, our season and what's at stake. So we obviously want to put on a good show for ourselves here.
Absolutely, absolutely. We went out last year to a very good team as well and put on a very good performance. We're a bit unlucky in at that stage as well. Hopefully we can put out a similar performance and maybe nick something.
Obviously, a few high-profile names have left, but we welcome in a big high-profile signing, Chris Shields. That gives everybody a boost to have a quality player like that coming in board.
Quality player. We saw his quality there even in the St Mirren game. He's very, very comfortable in the ball. Doesn't stitch anyone up with his passes. He's very calm and collected. So, yeah, great addition to the team.
These trips are great bonding sessions for new players to come in and for everybody to get to know each other after only a few weeks off. So, you know, it's great time away with everybody here, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. These pre-season trips can bring up, or you can make a few memories on them. So, yeah, can't get outside the hotel, unfortunately. But it's a lovely hotel itself, and we've had a few bonding sessions early yesterday as well. So, yeah, it's been good.
No away fans here, so that again, another disadvantage, but it's something we've become used to, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. In these strange times, the sooner we get back to normal, the better, is all I can say about that.
And the great thing is, fingers crossed, all being well, we should have some home fans at Windsor Park for next week's second leg game, which we want to keep alive, yeah?
That should be a big advantage if we can get over there with the game, with the tie still intact, so fingers crossed we can go and do that.
Goes without saying, Chris, everybody wishes you and the rest of the lads all the very best for a huge game here in Lithuania tomorrow night.
Cheers, Annie.